Welcome to the Breathe Reading for the Week, written and produced to help you know, love, and enjoy God, to follow Him with your heart, and to love like Jesus. The title for this week is Road Trip. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As a child, my family would take road trips to visit grandparents in Portland, Oregon, or to summer camp at Crescent Lake. One Saturday in 1961, we took a winter day trip from Klamath Falls, Oregon, to Snowy Crater Lake. The road was slow and treacherous with ice, but Dad kept us moving and safe. When we arrived, it was crystal clear, brisk, and bright. Oh my, it was illustrious. Mom and Dad were in the front seat, along with my younger brother, Scott. Susan, Betsy, and I were in the back seat, counting telephone poles, cows, and crows. Every so often, our entire family would begin to sing. It is a vivid and amazing memory. I can still taste it. Never once did I think, does Dad have enough money to buy gas? Does he know where we're going? Am I safe on this ice-covered road? Never once did I try to jump into the driver's seat for fear he didn't know the directions or because he was driving too slow. This early childhood memory of my dad driving his family of six is a pretty good picture of this verse. It was fixed in my soul that Dad was able. The Lord is. God can handle anything that comes my way. The Lord is my shepherd. God is focused on my safety. Yes, God loves us all. Yes, He loves you and me individually. I shall not want. He is the driver. I am a passenger. He is the creator, and there is none other. There is no need to doubt His ability to get me from here to there. 2020 is a road trip. Friends, this is not something to quickly read and just as quickly to move on to more important things. For all of us, 2020 is a road trip. Affix this truth to your heart. Pin it to your mind. Own it one day at a time. Don't leave home without it. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall be anxious for nothing. Settle this truth in your day, your life, and the heritage you leave your children and extended family. Practice leads to peace. The things you've learned and received and seen in me, practice these things, integrating them into your style of living, and the God of peace shall be with you. This week, when you become aware that you are anxious or trying to force something to happen, when you are afraid, pause and reflect as you breathe slowly. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Repeat.